Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self-Leadership. This is a podcast that encourages you to live under the hand of God, following the Christ, because individualism matters in this day and age and time. Welcome to this new episode in this new time, April 3rd, 2024. And I want to take you into a scripture that says, "Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly. Be transformed inwardly by the divine power, by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of the divine power, what is good and pleasing to him and is perfect. Because anybody knows that through the divine power, the best comes. All good comes from divine power. Or the only good thing in life comes from the divine power. The only good thing in life is from the divine power. There is no good thing in the world. There is not one good thing in the world. All good comes from the power of God himself." It says to conform yourself not to the world, not to the standards of the world, but to allow that divine power to transform you inwardly, to change you, to receive all the best for your life. This is the basis for self-leadership. Self-leadership knows that there is no good in the world. There is no good in the world. So we live above the world. We live above the world's standards. We allow the divine power to transform us inwardly, to understand that power and to connect with that power, so that we will be able to connect to all the good and perfect things for our life in this time while we're here on earth. A divine leader then realizes that God is a precious gift to us. God is a precious commodity to us, as the human race is a precious commodity to God. The self-leader knows that they are a precious gift to God, because we are being transformed from the inside to reflect him. And when we reflect him, then all good can fall into our lives. So therefore, we stay humble. We don't think of ourselves highly than anybody else. But we are, again, humble in our thinking. And we judge only ourselves. We don't judge others, because we're not in the world to judge others. We're not in the world to judge. And the sacred command is, not to judge others. But we only judge ourselves to make ourselves more faithful to that divine power, to be more true to the divine power that is within us, to be true to ourselves, living in that divine power, in that precious gift called life. We've been given a precious gift called life, and therefore, every day, every step we take, every step we take every day is another step to building great faith outside the world. Because we know that there is nothing good in the world. All good is outside of the world. So we look wholeheartedly on ourselves, and we judge ourselves daily to make sure that we are in alignment with that divine power. Now, everybody's making a big ruckus about April 8th that's coming up. The only thing that's going to come up on April 8th is if you were in tune, if you were in alignment with that divine power, that you should have your heart's desire, that you should get your heart's desire. That is only what's going to happen on April 8th. The miraculous, something miraculous will happen to your life. Only if you are in that self-led position, lining up to the divine will. when you are, again, when you are lined up to the divine will outside the world, that you're not in the world, but you're outside the world, line up to the divine power, you should see great things transpire for your life come April 8th, 2024. It's a great time to grasp the concept of self-leading. You unattach yourself to the world. Unattached, some people would say, yeah, unattached. You have to unattach yourself to the world, to the things of the world, to worldly people, and be more in tune and connect with the divine power. And that takes what only the Holy Spirit can give you. So if you are longing to connect to the divine power, therefore you are given the power of the Holy Spirit, and therefore through the power of the Holy Spirit, you connect to a peace and a patience and a self-control. Through peace and patience and self-control and that joy and happiness, you find yourself in a whole new light, in a whole new world, in something that is way better than the world could ever offer you. And therefore, you can be in tune to see a great miracle for your life come April 8th, 2024. Do not conform yourself no longer to the standards of the world. It is not going to pay in this time of 2024. It will not pay for you to line yourself up to things of the world, but allow yourself to be transformed inwardly, so you can understand the power to great goodness, to a healthier living, to a more joy and happiness, to receive all the best for your life. Until next time, I am Anna Schubeck, and I say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.